Well, as we've been discussing here on Breakfast this morning, backbench pressure is building on Prime Minister Tony Abbott to dump plans outlined in the May budget to change the indexation arrangements for the age pension. The government wants to index the pension to the inflation rate, which, according to the Parliamentary Budget Office, would cost retirees around $23 billion over 8 years. Our political editor Alison Carabine has just been speaking with Queensland MP Warren Entsch, who says he plans to have a very, quote, robust conversation with the Prime Minister about the proposed change that will affect around 2.3 million age pensioners.
Warren Entsch, welcome to Breakfast.
Oh, pleasure.
Warren Entsch, how big an issue is the proposed changes to the indexation arrangements for the age pension? How big an issue is that for the people in your, for the older people in your electorate?
Well, look, it is a huge issue in so much as in the way in which it's been addressed up until recently has provided very fertile ground for the Labor Party and others wanting to create mischief to be able to mount a scare campaign that is just unbelievable, and in such a situation, it has been very, very difficult to be able to counter it. And I know during the recent Queensland state elections, you had people like Jenny Macklin and others coming up and holding meetings in bowling clubs and the likes, and frightening living hell out of pensioners. These were calling for age pension or pensioners meetings, frightening the living hell out of them. And of course, what she was doing was making all sorts of assumptions on what the intention was of the coalition. And unfortunately, because of the way it had been handled in the past, it certainly left the door open for that sort of mischief. But things have changed dramatically, and I have to give full marks to the minister, our new minister, Scott Morrison, taking a very calculated and a very considered view of how we address it. There is now a very broad discussion, extensive discussion with the backbenchers, which allows people like myself to be able to have a point of view and also to offer solutions.
But Warren Entsch, if we could get to that in a moment, if I could just point out to you, though, it's not just a Labor Party scare campaign. Figures from the Parliamentary Budget Office show if the new indexation arrangement is legislated, it could cost pensioners $23 billion over 8 years. Maybe that's the reason why there is anxiety among older Australians.
Like I said, I certainly have concerns about the way in which it had been handled in the past. It opened the door for this type of mischief making, if you like. We were not consulted as the broader members of the party at the time. We were not discussed. You know, it was not not discussed with us. And of course, we also expressed concerns about this. But it did provide that fertile ground for the Labor Party to go right off the Richter scale and really cause a lot of problems there. But as I say, there was some issues that were raised. Nearly a month and a half or so ago, it's changed significantly.
Changed significantly? The Prime Minister was saying yesterday that the government would proceed with the budget measure, that is, to change the indexation arrangement and link it to the CPI, which is lower than average earnings.
The McClure report, of course, has given us a much better insight into what we're doing. In what needs to be done and how it needs to be dealt with. We have an opportunity now that hadn't been available in the recent past, that we can actually stand up and put forward our point of views and have them heard.
But is the Prime Minister listening to your point of view?
Absolutely.
Change to the pension yesterday.
With respect, you've seen that happening already. You've seen it happening in relation to defence pay. You've seen it happening in a whole range, in the Medicare co-payment. Of course it is. And you know, I mean, at the end of the day, when we start talking about where we need to go, I will certainly be putting the case of my many pensioners to the party room and to the Prime Minister, and I'm absolutely confident that my view will be listened to.
And if the Prime Minister doesn't relent on pension indexation, could we see the pressure back on his leadership?
We are not going into hypotheticals. I'm very, very happy with the way the process has been going. And I tell you what, I mean, my 84-year-old mum and my widowed sister on a disability pension, they expect me to have their cases put forward, and by goodness, I will. So I don't have any. I think that it's a very, very different party room now to what it was a few months ago. And I certainly welcome the changes and certainly look forward to having a contribution and having a robust discussion with the Prime Minister and with the Minister himself. I think that Scott Morrison has taken up his role brilliantly, and I'm very, very happy with the way in the direction he's going.
Scott Morrison is on the job with regards to the pension. What kind of a compromise do you think he might be working on?
You need to ask Scott that.
He was unavailable today for us.
I'm not working with him on a day-to-day basis. I just make sure that my views of my constituency are well and truly known to him. And of course, at the end of the day, we will have the final discussion to tick off on this in the party room.
And how big an election issue could this be next year if it's not sorted?
Well, like any of these, it could be a very significant one, but I've got no doubt at all that it will be sorted.
Warren Inch, thank you for your time.
Okay then.
Warren Inch is the LNP member for Leichhardt, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.